Gateway 97.8, meeting monks as we always do here on the Drive Show. Once a month we catch up with the monks from the Damaland Monastery in Craze Hill in Billericay. And we say once again, Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Reverend Saddhati, sir. I'm a Buddhist monk from Damaland Monastery, Mahamayunao Meditation Monastery in Craze Hill, Billericay.
And it's nice to have you in the studio again. We were talking last month about the Noble Eightfold Path, and there's eight key parts of this. We went through the first four, and we're going to do the next four in a moment. Yeah. I just wondered, first of all, would you just remind us what the Eightfold Path is?
Yeah, okay, good. And Noble Eightfold Path is the only way to attain Nibbana. The Buddha explained, this is the only way to Nibbana. And it consists of eight factors, and we discussed four factors last month program, and just we can remind them. And right understanding, this is Sammaditti, right thought, Samma Sankappa in Pali language, right speech, Samma Vacha, and right action, in Pali if we say Samma Kammanta, right action. Now we describe last program we describe all this, and also we have four more to describe and discuss about Noble Eightfold Path. And fifth one is right livelihood, that is Samma Ajiva. Buddha said Samma Ajiva. Samma Ajiva, or right livelihood, is avoiding and abstaining from wrong livelihood. Wrong livelihood mean sometimes people or the disciples would do wrong things to earn money or some certain things to reach. So that is not acceptable in Buddhism. Buddha said right livelihood deals with the five kinds of trade. This is for the lay people, lay disciples. They earn money and they lead a worldly life, and so therefore sometimes they would do wrong thing to earn money, right? That's why Buddha said right livelihood deal with five kinds of trade which should be avoided by a lay disciple. There, if I explain it according to the Buddha's teaching, trading in arms, the first one is trading in arms in the sense weapon or anything harmful thing. It's a Buddhist disciple, they should not do all these, you know, trading in arms, and human beings also, right? Trading in human beings and flesh, that is breeding animals for slaughter, that is also not acceptable.
So that would be, sorry to interrupt, yeah. That's eating meat, would that be a part of it?
No.
But the killing of meat would
yeah.
be?
Okay. Killing is not acceptable, but acceptable. And eating meat is, Buddha has never told about that. Any food.
But the killing process.
Killing is
yes.
the most, it should be avoided, right? Yes. And intoxicating drinks and drugs, selling and trading, that's not acceptable, mm-hmm. right? And the other one, poison. Poison is people. Sometimes they sell poisons to kill people or animal, right? Those five types of trading should not be done by a lay person, lay disciple. And this is how Buddha explained Samma Ajiva, or right livelihood. For monastic disciple also, Buddha has implemented some certain things. He should not do these things like that. And hypocritical conduct is seated as wrong livelihood for a monk, right? Hypocritical conduct in the sense that to earn or to gain some fourfold needs, sometimes a monk would tend his mind to do some certain tactful thing. That's not acceptable. So sometimes the monk could think that if he show more qualities, suppose that he has attained in a higher state of mind or higher goal in teachings of the Buddha, and he represents it, but he actually he has not taken all these. But these things, if he act as a higher state or an arahant or another higher level of jhana to show the people and get things, but it is a hypocritical thing. So this is not acceptable.
And that's right, livelihood. So that's number five. And as we mentioned, there's eight altogether. So the next one, number six, right effort.
Oh, yeah, good question. Right effort. It is samma vayama, right? Buddha explained, and we need to, all the factors, what the Buddha has said about this all. It's not all our own ideas. We are not going to share our ideas, but this is important thing is we all the times should discuss the Buddha's words and Buddha's speech. Buddha explained, this is also fourfold, right? The first one, the endeavor to discard or eliminate evil that has arisen in mind, right? That has already arisen in mind, evil thought. One should try and make effort to abandon them and eliminate them, arisen evil thought. And endeavor to prevent the arising of unarisen evil. In this moment, we are okay, right? Sometimes, occasionally, evil thought would arouse in the mind. That is according to the situation. So Buddha advised we should apply our effort to prevent them arising, right? This is the second one. The third one, the endeavor to develop unarisen good. In our mind, we have good thought, wholesome thought, as well as good deed we need to develop in our lives. We discuss about the, you know, merits and all. And one should make his effort and develop his effort to develop unarisen good things. Suppose that the disciple wanted to realize these teachings of the Buddha, or develop his mind in a meditation, you know, into a higher level, and then he should dedicate it. He should practice his mind. So he should try to penetrate all. So this is the unarisen good. He trying to do it. And the fourth one, the endeavor to promote the good that which has already arisen. So in this moment, if a disciple has a good thought or good things in his life, he need to develop them, he need to promote them, he need to uplift them and to go to the goal. So to attaining enlightened or stream entrant or any higher state in the teachings, so he need to develop his. And in this moment, if he has a good meditation, he should try make an effort to develop his more and more. This is how the Buddha said about the right effort. And I would like to say about his teaching, and in the Buddha's word, how he has explained to develop this wholesome and unwholesome, right? Buddha has given a beautiful word. So he say that to abandon or eliminate unwholesome one's mind. So suppose that someone has, in this moment, someone has unwholesome thought. Then he should understand that, and he should his effort, mindfulness and clear comprehension to abandon it. It's like a person whose turban or hair is on fire. He would resolutely apply his all effort to extinguish the fire. The same way, whatever unwholesome is in our mind in this moment, and whatever evil thought in our mind, we need to make our effort. We need to apply our effort, mindfulness and clear comprehension to eliminate them, to abandon them. This is how Buddha explained about the right effort.
And then it's right mindfulness. We've spoken about mindfulness before,
yeah.
And what it is, but I know that's a really important part of
definitely.
Your life.
Yeah, really, it's a really important thing. And right mindfulness, that is the seventh one, Samma Sati. And right mindfulness also, Buddha, in his discourses, many times he has vividly explained what is mindfulness, right? And right mindfulness is also fourfold, Buddha explains. And it is mindfulness with regard to the body, mindfulness with regard to the feeling or sensation, mindfulness with regard to the mind, and mindfulness with regard to dhamma or phenomena. So this is called, Buddha said in Maha Satipatthana Sutta, he described the contemplation of four domains, namely body, speech, and mind phenomena. All these are belong to mindfulness. This is called the fourfold application of mindfulness. And Chattaro Satipatthana in Pali language, Buddha explained and he advised on this way to develop all these fourfold applications of mindfulness to lead a good life and a spiritual life. And when he practiced this mindfulness continuously, a meditator or a person who want to be free from all suffering, definitely he need to practice all these fourfold applications of mindfulness in one's life. That would help him to lead a spiritual life and to reach the ultimate goal of Nibbana.
And the final of the eight to achieve Nibbana is right concentration.
Yeah, right concentration. In Pali language, Buddha says, Samma Samadhi. Samma Samadhi is the one-pointness of the mind, higher concentration in the mind, in wholesome, right? Higher concentration in the mind, in wholesome. This is Samma Samadhi, or right concentration. And so right concentration, when we talk about first jhana, Buddha said the first, when we develop this concentration properly and strongly, one can attain the first jhana, the second jhana, Buddha said, third jhana, and the fourth jhana. Jhana is a higher state of a mind, highly concentrated and still mind, a jhana, right? And Buddha explained about what is this first jhana. Here the monks detach from sense desire, detach from unwholesome states, enters and remains in the first jhana, right? In which there is applied and sustained thinking together with joy and pleasure born of detachment. This detachment is taken place reducing the five hindrances. We have discussed about the five hindrances. When someone is reduced and control and still the five hindrances, then his mind is pure and serene. Then his meditation, he can develop and higher state of the mind, higher concentration of the mind, he could take into the higher state. So he can experience that. Buddha explained, he enjoy the pleasure, experience the enjoy and pleasure because of the five hindrances are reduced at this moment. So in this way, he is free from all five hindrances. His mind is very happy and joy.
And that's right concentration.
Yeah.
So I just run through them once more. Here's the eight: right understanding, right thoughts, right speech, right action. And today we've discussed right livelihood, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. And then you achieve Nibbana. Good. We got to go through all eight.
Yeah.
If people have heard some of what you've said today and would like to learn a bit more and come and visit you, I know they can. Tell me when.
Yeah. And we do a Buddhist teaching class too. We have started. Yesterday we started every Thursday and Monday at 6:30. We do a Buddhist teaching class. Those who wish to learn can come to the monastery and learn it. This is free of charge, and we are doing it with much pleasure to teach the Buddha's teaching. And on this way, and also we continue our meditation program also every Saturday 4:30. We do that, and those who wish to come and take part and have experienced the inner happiness and relax their mind, many would come here and gathering to the monastery to practice this teaching.
And I know, as always, you'd like to thank Essex Police.
Of course, I should thank especially Gateway 97.8 FM radio, and Johnny, you all, and you all staff. I would like to thank you all and all the listeners in the here, and also Essex Community Police, Mr. Daniel, Mrs. Kylie, and all, they are coming here and help us to make our program successful, and all the times they attend. And I would like to thank you all. Thank you so much, and may you all be free from all suffering, and may you all practice and abide in these teachings of the Buddha and have a free life and relaxed life, attain ultimate bliss of happiness.
And we'll see you next month. Namo Buddhaya.
See you next month. Namo Buddhaya.